The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's just interesting how this has been parsed. When I woke up this morning, I could not believe the number of tweets regarding that faux fight between Mayweather and Paul.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And a lot of people were saying, oh, they got me. They got me. A little rope-a-dope there.
What did she make?
If you bought the fight yesterday,
that's what
you're
they were
an
saying.
Idiot.
You are it.
Say it. Say it.
You're
say
dumbass.
It.
All
you're
right?
a dumbass.
You are dumb. Because first of all, every Floyd Mayweather fight since the beginning of time has been the same thing, where he kind of plays with his food, and then he's a defensive fighter.
Yeah.
Like, every fight has been the same. Like, there was never going to be any other outcome.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
We do have folks offering solutions for your little pop-in problem. And it is that you have a system, a signal, if you will, to your neighbors.
Yes.
So it'd be like a
baseball signal? Like, all right, we've got the indicator.
Flag.
Kind of.
Belts the indicator, and then you go from there.
Flag is a good idea.
I kind of liked your red, yellow, green, though, Gabe.
Oh, because Chewy
like
wants
a traffic
to go.
Light?
Yeah, like a traffic light. So if you've got if you want to go a flag system, red, you're not coming over. Yellow, come over at your own risk. Green, you're good to go.
Oh, like the traffic signal. See, thank you for explaining that to me. I typically don't subscribe to whatever those lights mean.
We're well aware. Neither does Dario, I guess.
It's kind of like the light. It's kind of like the light in Wisconsin. There's that building downtown that has the blue, right? The blue flame, and you're supposed to be, it's a weather light. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Yeah, the gaslight, the weather beacon gaslight.
I think you're gaslighting us.
No, it's the gaslight building downtown. On top of it, there's a light, and the light tells you if the flame is red, it's warm weather ahead. If the flame is gold, watch out for cold. When the flame is blue, no change in view. You never heard about that?
No.
No.
Right downtown.
Nope.
It's all downtown. No.
I thought you were going to start singing downtown for me. Yeah, exactly.
The Petula Clark song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that song go?
I don't know. Oh, I know that song now.
Downtown.
There you go. Thank you very much. Lots of folks weighing in on our What Should We Ask Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy doing his MT5. Murphy Take 5. Takes 5? Take 5. Takes?
That is a candy bar. Take 5.
Murphy Takes
underrated
five.
Candy
See,
bar.
That's what
Big
I'm saying.
Fan of it.
It is Takes 5. It's not Take 5. It's Takes 5.
Yes,
so
Murphy Takes 5.
If you're interested in writing in a question, it's murphytakes5@packers.com. We've been asking our loyal listeners what we should ask Mark Murphy. Unnamed in the, it is Mike in St. Paul saying, Mark, when did Brian G tell you there was a very considerable chance he was taking a quarterback in the first round of any draft, or was it your idea? And what did you say to him about it when he did?
See, I don't think we need to delve into the past. We don't, because you're not going to fix it. You can't change the past. And if that's the hang up with him, then it's over.
Correct.
It's got to be moving forward, right? Now, who's driving the bus right now?
I mean, Murphy's driving the bus.
I don't know. Is he?
He's
Who
the
else
one in charge.
Do you think is driving the bus?
No, I'm saying Aaron. Is Aaron driving the bus right now?
Yes. Aaron's driving the bus. I think he's the one that can dictate most of it.
Well, right, but it would mean him acquiescing. It would mean him undigging his heels. It would mean him going along with whatever the Packers offer him. Because the Packers have made an offer. The Packers have been very clear that they want him back. But on some level, it's on their terms as well. Right?
Well, what if Aaron is Goody or bust? Fire him, and I come back. You don't. I'm not back.
Then Murphy is driving the bus. Right now, because we're waiting to see if... And Rodgers ain't showing up tomorrow. But we're waiting to see if he shows up July 31st. He's driving the bus until then. Because the Packers are, according to Mark Murphy, trying to work with him to get him to show up in Green Bay, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What
and
if Aaron's...
So right now it's
if
on Aaron
says,
to accept whatever they're offering.
Yeah, but if Aaron says, all right, you're not feeling Goody, then trade me right now. And Murphy says...
And they said no.
We can't.
Then Murphy's
driving
the bus.
No one wants you right now because it's getting too late. Let's just say this conversation takes place in a month. No one wants you for this year. It's too late. They don't feel you could pick up the office. What do you want us to do?
Don't you guys feel like on some level, who is driving the bus? That question is what is contributing to all of this drama.
Yeah.
Because Aaron wants to be driving the bus because the Packers want to be driving the bus. So the argument is if we acquiesce to the other side's demands, all of a sudden we've handed them the keys and we're not willing to hand them the keys. It goes on both sides. Like Rodgers wants to be driving the bus. That's why he's digging his heels in. That's why he's making these demands, albeit covertly. We've got Tom in West Dallas who says, hey, Mark, do you want to win a Super Bowl or keep Brian Gutekunst? As though those two things are mutually exclusive, according to Tom in West Dallas. This is a good one from John in Florida, though. Since Goody will
hold
be
on,
fired.
Hold on. I think there's two things. I mean, do you want to win a Super Bowl this year? Certainly. I mean, if they fire Brian Gutekunst and Aaron Rodgers comes back, they have a better chance at winning a Super Bowl in 2021.
That's right? Not guaranteed.
No, but you got a better chance, and it might be their best chance to win a Super Bowl under Brian Gutekunst.
Well, so that brings me to my next comment from John in Florida, who says, question for Murphy, since Goody will be fired after a couple of four-win seasons anyway, why not fire him now and keep Aaron Rodgers?
Because you're never going to get another GM to come here worth his salt. I mean, who's going to... You can't fire Goody. Right?
No.
I mean, if
you're
firing Goody, you're saying all their success was Aaron Rodgers. All of it.
Right. And I don't think that any franchise is willing to go that
far. No. And certainly the league doesn't want this to happen.
It would basically negate all of the work that the general managers, that the scouting departments, that the head coach does.
And you know, Murphy's bouncing around the league. Like, what do I do?
Oh, for sure.
Just stand strong. Right?
Well, we've talked about that before, right, Gabe? Because you have said, yes, other teams in the league would love nothing more than for the Packers to struggle, for the Packers 100%. To have somebody else under center. If you can eliminate competition by advising them, keep your heels dug in. Don't you acquiesce. Don't you give him what he wants.
Especially, let's say he's got a, like, I mean, I have no idea who Murphy's tight around the league. But let's say he's tight with someone in the AFC West. Yeah, they're going to tell him to dig in because they know the Broncos are willing to trade for him, right? Like, I don't want Aaron Rodgers in my division. Mark, stay strong. Don't trade him. Make him sit. Take that money back. Like, I don't know, who can you really trust around the league? Because there are teams that will line up to trade for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Like, but there's also teams that don't want to start this as a precedent, you know? And all of a sudden you got guys like, who's an also-ran quarterback that's looking for a little bit of power?
Come on, man. Like, this isn't going to set a precedent to anything. Like, players have asked for trades 1,000 times before. It just happened. We just saw Julio Jones get traded over the weekend. Carson Palmer literally retired before the Bengals actually traded him to the Raiders. Like, this is nothing we haven't seen before in the league. This isn't precedent setting for anything. This has already happened. This is something that we've already seen before. There's precedents already that have been set for this.
So we know that Mark Murphy telling us the truth when he says it has divided the fan base, but I still don't see any resolution happening right now. Continue getting us your questions for Mark Murphy, 800-990-3776, 800-990-3776. Garrett in New Berlin weighing in saying, is acquiesce Jen's word of the day? Garrett wasn't listening earlier. The word of the day is flouncy.
Which is not a word.
Flouncy is a word.
It's not a word.
It is a word.
You have not offered us any evidence other than you mishearing a Fergie song.
Will you just Google the word flouncy?
Fergie
just
song.
Google
it's a good song,
it.
Though.
Remember
it's a good
when
song.
We were on Scalzo and Brust and Joshy was like, Jen, sometimes when you have a question, I tell you, when there's a computer in front of you, just Google it.
Yeah, you can...
I'm gonna give you the same advice.
I'm not the one defending flouncy. You're the one who has to amount the evidence to convince me.
I don't have the burden of proof. Flouncy is a word.
It's a word.
No, it's not.
Is it really?
Get that
Tashy?
Bleep out of here.
It's a word.
No, it's not. What does it mean?
Well, according to Merriam-Webster, which...
What is Merriam-Webster?
It's also according...
What's she ever done?
It's not Merriam. It's not Merriam-Webster like your grandma from three blocks down. It's Merriam-Webster.
Well, if I had a grandma three blocks down, I could probably pop in.
The definition of flouncy... flouncing or having a tendency to flounce. What the hell does that mean?
See, not a word. Why are you flapping your wings?
Because that's what flouncy is. It's like bouncing around joyfully.
I'm with Gabe on this. Merriam-Webster's full of bleep. None of this is just using it in a sentence. There's no actual thing. It's just decorated with a flounce or flounces. What the hell's a flounce?
Look up flounce. It probably has a link you can click on. Good grief.
As we try to figure out the internet here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
To trim? No, this is just using flounce. It's
flouncy
not
to trim.
To move with exaggerated jerky or bouncing motion.
Thank you. Bouncing motion. Flouncy, flouncy.
Also said jerky. Isn't jerky and bounce, I mean, that's not what you're saying, like you're kind of like floating around. That's not what this is.
That sounds more like a floozy.
This is the summer of flounce. Maybe floozy's your flounce.
Flounce girl summer.
I don't know.
Flounce girl summer. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy after this.
No payments for a year. That's right. No payments for a year with my friends over at Window Select. Window Select, a local Milwaukee-based company offering replacement windows, siding, and doors. And we know how much people here in Wisconsin love to support things from Wisconsin. Window Select, local Milwaukee-based company. So if you're in the market for a new window right now, that's right. No payments for a year. But on top of that, they have a special buy one, get one free window deal with those no payments for a year. And Window Select, they back up all their products with a double lifetime warranty because that's how much they believe in their product. High quality, energy efficient, and right now, for every window you buy, get one free with no payments for a year. So call them today. Get a free estimate on top of all those things. Free estimate, buy one, get one free, double lifetime warranty, no payments for a year. 262-703-3500 or go to Window Select's website, windowselect.com. Tell them you heard it from me, Gabe Neitzel, right here on ESPN Milwaukee.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild. Really, and in the name of the Lollipop Guild, we wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land.
On 94.5 ESPN.
What would you ask Mark Murphy? 800-990. Is flouncy a word? I think we found that it is a word.
Well, let's see what Mark thinks.
Okay. I think Mark is a highly educated, intelligent.
Could we ask him a percentage?
Well-versed.
How about a percentage?
Percentage. Ooh. That flouncy's a word?
Percentage.
She was like, no, get off of flouncy.
What's the percentage that Aaron Rodgers would be back? Or will be back?
Would he just say 100 and then be done? Like, so, how would he answer that truthfully?
He wouldn't answer it truthfully. Jen and I also had a potential realization. So we filled in for Scalzo and Brust on Friday, and we were all over the place. Like, we were having a lot of fun. Like, and I think there was just an example there. Like,
I was drunk, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was Friday at 4.
It was Friday.
What can we expect? Happy Hour had already started.
Yeah.
but we came to a realization that Chewy might be the one who keeps us on track sometimes.
Which is a scary thought.
I listened to the entire show. I could not believe that was a sentence that was said out loud.
Well, you guys said that on the show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I think about it. Sometimes we're trying to have fun with Jason. You want to ask Jason a serious, you know, Packers question. We try to have fun with Sophia Minnerts when she joins us on Wednesdays. And you're asking her, like, who all-stars are going to be and give grades for different baseball players on the Brewers. Like, sometimes you just come back to the serious sports stuff.
Well, that's why they're on.
The sports?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Oh, we had Sophia on because she was Jen's friend.
Feel like somebody should let me know this stuff as I'm driving this bus. Who's driving the bus in Green Bay? Is it Brian Gutekunst? Is it Aaron Rodgers right now? Who do you think is in control? You might say Aaron Rodgers is in control because he's not showing up. But it does seem like the Packers have the last laugh right now because they don't have to trade Rodgers. And if you believe everything that's been said, they're not trading him. Is that a good move or a bad move?
How about this question? This serious question to Murphy. What does Aaron want?
He's not going to answer that one either.
Well, answer the stupid question or get rid of your dumb little email 5-question things, all right? Because it's hard question time, right?
Yeah, but that's not why Murphy takes...
Isn't it hard question time?
But again, that's why I have an issue with And Murphy takes five is not the issue where, you know, the place where he's going to answer hard questions.
Well, let me ask you this, Gabe, because it's coming up. And if he thinks he's going to get softball questions here, he's crazy. But the shareholders meeting has got to be coming up within the next month, right?
It happens usually a couple of days before the first day of training camp.
And I would think, because it's been canceled with COVID, that it's going to be well attended. And people are going to want answers to tough questions.
You don't think that they've already reached out to him? You don't think that if you're a shareholder, you have already reached out to Mark Murphy to ask what the bleep is going on?
What do you think a shareholder
gets? But how
gets?
Are they going to...
Access.
Yes, that's part
what
of it.
What kind of access?
Well,
are you kidding me? I have Mark Murphy's email. I have emailed Mark Murphy. You're telling me that those shareholders haven't emailed Mark Murphy?
Murphy been like, takes five at Packers.com. I've got it too.
That's not the email. I'm talking about his personal email. I'm guaranteeing that if you're a shareholder, you have access to Mark Murphy and you've had conversations with him. You've called him up and been like, what is happening right now?
But there's a Q&A.
Oh, wait, maybe we're on a different page here. I'm talking about that group of people. It's like six people, seven
That's
people.
That's the executive committee.
That's what I was thinking of.
Shareholders.
I was thinking of the executive committee.
There are hundreds of thousands of shareholders
out
there.
I'm talking about the executive
it's
committee.
Monday.
Sorry, that's where we're missing each
other. Yeah, but in that shareholders meeting, there's an open microphone there to ask questions. You think they're going to try and control that?
100%.
Hey, Betsy from Shiocton, ask them this question. No. You think they're going to try to control that?
Miriam from Manitowoc.
It's got to be Miriam.
I mean, come on.
This is where I have an issue with, and Gutekunst has had, I think, you know, Gutekunst had to answer some questions because he had to give those, you know, Zoom call press conferences during the draft. But Murphy, who had everything funnel up to him, everything funnels to him. He's the one in charge. I mean, he did something back in January where he said they weren't idiots. He did another presser where he was very kind of, you know, aloof about everything. And he's the one ultimately making decisions. Like, I think he should have to stand at a podium and answer some tough questions. But this is not the forum. The Murphy Takes Five is not the forum where he's going to answer
tough questions. Okay, so I'm going to say this. I think you need some external interviewers. I think you need some national media to come in. I think, listen, and this happens in a lot of markets, but I think that the people who cover the Packers on a day-to-day basis, like Jason, like Rob Domofsky, like people who work in Green Bay at the television stations and at the paper, I think that they have relationships with some of these people, and sometimes it can be hard to like ask follow-ups, to dig in a little bit more. I know that Zoom has made that incredibly difficult. You get one question. That's why I'm always astounded when somebody gets on the Zoom and they're like, ah, yeah, somebody asked my question already. Ask another one! You get one question to ask on these Zoom things. So I'm wondering if this is a time where we need some national media to come in. We need like a Stacey Dales from the NFL Network. We need somebody from ESPN to come in and really ask some difficult questions and then be able to, like, you know, fly out of there, you know, where you don't have to worry about having regular interactions.
The issue I have with that is whoever it is, make sure you're up on everything. Bill Barnwell had a piece on ESPN.com where he ranked the Packers having the second worst offseason. And I don't have an issue with that. What I have an issue with is part of his solution to fix the Rodgers thing is giving Rodgers a contract. The Packers have already reportedly tried that, and it has not worked. Like, why are you suggesting, like, oh, why don't they just give him an extension and then they can work the money this way? I'm sure they've tried to do that, and it just hasn't worked. So I don't want, you know, somebody to come in who goes, have you thought about giving Aaron Rodgers a contract? Well, yes, we actually have done that. That's asked and answered. Like, we already know about that. So if that's the solution, to have somebody come in and they're the ones who do an interview with, you know, if your, you know, your friend Diana comes in to do a piece for ESPN, cool. But I just don't want it to also become like
how much
a bunch
of things
we already
know.
How much
of the damage is already done, though? Because we talked about it last, distractions. That's the last thing a head coach or a president or a GM wants to hear inside of a building is distractions.
Is it more of a distraction if he's there or more of a distraction if he's not?
If he's not, because then the questions persist. If he comes, it's a week.
It's still a distraction, though.
But it's,
I mean,
a week.
100% of the people aren't going to go, okay, he's back, let's forget everything.
Well, I think it depends greatly on how Rodgers handles himself. You know, if he, look, there have been guys who have been in contract disputes with their teams, right? And then they decide, and this goes across all sports, not just football, but then they decide that once the season starts, they're going to table the contract conversations, they're going to table the negotiations, and you know that things aren't copacetic. You know that that athlete has an issue with the front office. You know they have an issue with the brass for not getting the deal done, but they decide, I'm going to focus on the field, I'm going to focus on the play, and then we'll reinitiate these conversations after the season. So it depends on how that athlete handles that. Because you could be a pain in the ass, right? You could spend the whole time being like, remember when I wanted to get the contract done in the offseason and they couldn't get it done? Or you could just go about your business. I think it depends mightily on how Rodgers conducts himself if, in fact, he comes back.
Yeah, but he's not going to get what he wants. So then does it fall back for him? Is that his default to the contract? I want Goody fired. No.
If he makes the decision to come back, I have a hard time imagining he's going to be an issue. These obviously were issues that were percolating last season. Like, he didn't wake up on February 13th this year and go, you know what? I got an issue with Goody. Like, this is something that was percolating all throughout the course of this past season. We knew a little bit of it, right? Because there were some cryptic comments about this, you know, really enjoying this year, not knowing if this was his last season. Of course, he called his future a beautiful mystery. But I think if Rodgers comes back, like, he'll be fine. Like, I'm not worried about that. If he fully makes the decision to come back,
I disagree.
It's going to be an issue. It's not going to be an issue.
There's going to be a percentage of the fan base that are not going to let it go.
But what does that have to do with anything? Like, how is that going to affect you guys
worse,
in the locker room?
There's nothing worse than being booed in your home stadium. There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse.
But if you win,
if
you start
win,
winning,
correct.
Then that immediately shrinks. The
correct.
Number of people booing you shrinks.
But what if you don't? And that's why Holmgren went Sybil in that game and yelled at the fan. Because it was out there that he wanted out of Green Bay. He wanted to be a GM and the head coach of another franchise, not here. And it upset a percentage of the fan base. And they let him hear about it in a game. And he snapped. He snapped.
You guys still went to the playoffs that year.
We didn't win at all, which is how we measure ourselves here.
Could have, though. The officials didn't screw up.
What year was that? Oh, with Jerry Rice?
Yeah.
This goes back to, for me, like most arguments do, like most conflict does, ego versus common sense. If you can put your ego aside and you guys can come to the table with some common sense, you'll realize that the Green Bay Packers are better with Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers is better with the Green Bay Packers. But they haven't done that yet. And speaking about common sense, guys, Great Midwest Bank's common sense approach to lending offers more flexibility in the loan options that they provide. What does that mean? That means these local loan officers who have been your neighbors and your friends for more than 85 years with Great Midwest Bank bring common sense to the table when they handle things that can be very complicated, very frustrating, like loan applications and mortgages, things that would normally make you go crazy. They put your mind at ease. Why? Because they believe in this thing called Banquility. Banquility sounds like a fun word. It's fun to say, like Francisco from Elf. Banquility. But for Banquility is actually a major principle for Great Midwest Bank. And that is why when we moved back to Wisconsin, the first people we called when we were looking for a mortgage was Great Midwest Bank. If you're interested in that next phase of life and you need a company that's going to stand by you through it all, Great Midwest Bank are your people. Get started today at greatmidwestbank.com. The website again, greatmidwestbank.com. They're your and my simply local equal housing lender.
To Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Giannis stirs Sixers
yeah,
with
beep.
Sit down celebration.
Did you say er?
Yeah, you did.
What is it?
Ire.
Oh, tomato, tomato, get off my back.
Man, sugar makes Chewy angry.
Yeah, like
it does.
He's turning into the Hulk. Chewy smash!
On 94.5 ESPN.
Rate the sports weekend around here, guys. On one hand, the Brewers are rolling, okay? tied for first right now in the division. On the other hand, the Bucks dropped the first game against the Nets, making me a little nervous. Not very nervous, but a little nervous because they missed a prime opportunity with James Harden going out for them to just take advantage of that, right? There was so much hype about the Bucks have never played the big three. Yes, they've beaten the Nets this season. We watched them do it, but never have they faced the big three all on the floor at the same time. And so this was going to be the first test. And within the first minute, James Harden goes out. Like, you can't write it up any better than that. You think they got in their heads a little bit?
Did they take a collective sigh? That's more...
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. But
or when you lose a player like that you've schemed for, you've prepped for, does that change everything that you're doing? And should it?
And it's going to be a mix and match of what the starting lineup is going to look like, I think, for the Bucks based on who they're facing with Dante DiVincenzo out. But PJ started that game.
Yeah, and he started playing well.
Yeah.
He started out the game real well.
But PJ's in there, my guess, is so they can do different things defensively against those three. So now when one of those guys goes out, and Chewy, you just kind of mentioned this. Sometimes you think it makes it easier, but I think it kind of makes it a little bit more difficult because you worked on this plan for how many ever days,
yeah,
and now that plan's out the window and you got to try to make that adjustment on the fly. But now they've had a day to kind of, okay, we know James isn't going to play. Here's what we're going to do defensively. Here's what we're going to do offensively, yada, yada.
Yeah, their issue in the game wasn't defense. It was their offense was
yeah,
well, they shot about as badly as they did in that first game against the Heat. What were they, 5 of 30?
6 of 30.
6 of 30. It was 5 of 31 against the Heat.
Let me ask you this and tell me if I'm crazy.
Will do.
You're crazy. Oh, I'm sorry.
You were supposed to wait for the information to make that determination.
Did they shut for the beginning of the game the lights off around the fans? Because it's very dark there. You can't even see into the fans. And it seemed in the fourth quarter, then the lights went on where you could see the fans.
I guess I didn't notice that.
Go back to, I remember Larry Bird would always complain about playing in the Mecca.
Okay.
Because he said the lighting was terrible and he never played well there and he hated playing there.
Sure.
I wonder if there's a little bit of that with Brooklyn.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying, though?
The backdrop
is all black.
Yeah,
black.
They darken the fans. That's definitely something they've done. I've attended a game at
Barclays?
At the Barclays.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. I guess I didn't notice that in the fourth quarter that they may have put the lights up or whatever. But that's something that they do.
I don't know if they did that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's... So the second part of your statement makes you think you might be crazy, but the first part of your statement you were on to something and then you threw everybody off the
side. Let's go back to another comment, though, that Chu made, and let's determine if he's crazy thinking this. He said that if the Bucks can't beat the Nets in game two, the series is over. Now, we kind of tend to disagree just because it's a 7-game series and because of the principle of it's not an actual series until the road team takes one.
Shout out George Carl.
But there is a portion of the population out there, Chu, that agrees with you, that thinks that you got to take this game against the Nets tonight in order to have a chance in this series.
Because the longer they continue to lose, the longer they're going to keep Harden out, right? If the Bucks win tonight, win game three, Harden's playing game
four. Because Harden's out game two again, so yes.
He's playing game four, whereas if they lose tonight, do they let it get to 2-2?
I don't know.
I think they do.
I don't know. I don't know how much, because Harden needs to be able to move, and if he's very limited in his movement, like he's a bad defender to begin with, he needs to have movement offensively. If he's just going to be a guy that stands in the corner and shoots threes, like that's not going to do anything for him.
I will be interested, and I'm going to watch the pregame to see if Barkley, who he has already called out, Anthony Davis, to see if he calls out Harden, because he should.
Well,
if you're calling
you
out Anthony Davis,
chain.
You're calling out James Harden.
Because he called Anthony Davis street clothes. Because he never plays. So when Harden went out in the game, I sent you guys a text saying Harden, more like hardly in.
Yeah.
That was a very good one, Jen. It made me happy.
But if you've got a hamstring issue, you got a hamstring issue. Like, there's nothing you can do. That's like making that, and it's, you know, Kevin Durant tried to come back and probably shouldn't have from the calf because then it turned into an Achilles and it cost him an entire season. Like, at what point do you... Do you try to push it?
But guys play through things that other guys don't. You know, I'll never forget, I went out in the Tennessee game in 99. It was at home. The field was terrible. They actually bought in beach sand, and I tore my calf in warm-ups. I'm like, you ever tear your calf?
No.
It hurts. It hurts. It feels like someone sticks a knife. Well, I don't know if they thought it was faking or whatever, but they made me take an MRI on Monday.
Yeah.
And it revealed like a 3-inch tear in my calf.
And you played through that?
I played the next week against San Francisco. It wasn't very effective, but I was still probably 80%. 80%. I just don't buy into Harden.
But like, huh? So
I think he's soft.
I see. Why? What has he done to make you think that he's soft?
Because a hamstring me is you're out for a while.
Yeah, my guess is he's going to be out for. Last time he had this issue, he was out for 5 weeks.
How long you don't think he'll play again in this series?
I think that's a definite possibility.
No.
Do you guys think that Blake Griffin has the impact that he had on game one? Because it felt like he was all over the floor. And look, I did not like it when he stepped over Thanasis. Yeah, like, Thanasis is out there just to,
cares?
No, but I know, but it just seemed like petty. It seemed Bush League.
Yeah, that's Blake Griffin, though. Like, that's his whole career. He's been like that.
Really? I guess I didn't know that he had that reputation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I know that people put him on the punchable face list. I, for one, don't condone punchable face because, you know, hashtag violence. Trying to turn that corner. You know, be a better person.
Wait, where?
Look at the growth.
We're against violence now?
Look at the growth. Yes.
I thought we were for. I was just turning the corner the other way. I thought we were for violence. Now I got to go back.
Well, you know what? It would be wise for you to go that direction just a little bit. At least make people think there's a threat of violence.
I like to be violence towards the amount of playing time.
Were you in favor of violence sitting in the other production room at about 11:30 when you were waiting for your court case to come up? Or were you nice and calm?
Can I be honest? I felt like that was. I deserved it. I deserved the 3-hour wait. I deserved the hefty fine. I deserve the, you know.
For being stupid or
being,
you're driving?
Yeah, for being stupid. Yeah, for not reading through the paperwork.
I just wanted to clarify what she's, you know.
No. I got nothing else to add. Yeah. Chewy speaks for me in this instance.
Yeah.
So no, usually the violence was when I feel like I've been wronged. And in that case, I knew that it was on me. It was all on me.
Okay.
How long did it take you to come to the conclusion that it was on you? Because obviously in the moment, when you are when your patience is being tried, because you're sitting there for 3 hours waiting for, you know, your virtual court to start. Like, at what point did you arrive at, you know what, that's on me?
Yeah, at about 10:15, when I had nothing better to do than read through the paperwork that they had sent, and I saw the settlement.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but that would probably just make
Next
you more
question.
No, it didn't. It made me more like, oh, geez. I was upset at myself, and that's when I was like, take your lumps, take your punishment, take your licks, just deal with it. And it took until 11:30 before I got the ticket
figured
out.
Will you share this information with Dario, or will you let him just feel the pain?
Oh, no, I definitely told him that, you know, there was a settlement option. Now, for people out there who are like, what is he talking about? Dario got pulled over on Sunday driving my car. Maybe it's my car. Is my car just like a speed magnet?
Yeah,
your car's been flagged by police.
It's 1,000,000% been flagged, and I have never been more sure about anything in my entire life than Jen Latta's car has been flagged. Really, it's just your license has been flagged, and they're like, okay, well, now we got to put a whole list together. What's your license plate here? Which state is it in?
For the record, I am knocking on wood first.
But you think it's contagious?
My car got broken into.
Ashton's car got broken into, which,
two.
By the way, I still think you're having your car broken into is way worse than getting busted for a speeding ticket. Like, just the inconvenience of having to go get your window fixed after somebody smash and grabs.
Yeah, I super duper agree with that
one. And that's after I sat for 3 hours on the phone with the court for my hearing.
No, that's only two, Chewy. It's one of you two now or next.
No, because Dario counts.
He doesn't count for the show, though.
Ipso facto.
He's like, he has to count. Yeah. Otherwise, there's just an errant third one out there rolling around waiting to hit me.
Big guy's going to get pulled over on his way home today.
Why do you have to say that? Now it's on you.
He actually knocked on the table.
It's like you guys are throwing the Vex back and forth. It's hot potato right now. No, you're going to get pulled over for speeding. No, you're going to get pulled over for speeding. And they just keep throwing it back and forth across the desk. Hey, consider Professional Construction Inc. in Waukesha for all your construction needs. They are the best when it comes to remodeling projects, home additions, or even building a new home. The PCI team is here for you. How do I know that? Because the PCI team has been here for me. I've told you guys about the woodpecker issue when we had a woodpecker who was putting holes in the trim of our house. PCI came over, assessed the damage, fixed it up. You can't even tell the woodpecker was there. How about our basement? Unfinished for most of it. They're going to come in there and they're going to finish the whole thing for us. And they're going to put a playroom for my girls and a workout area and an entertainment area. Because PCI listened to what we needed and wanted and said, we can make that happen. PCI is where you should go if you have interest in remodeling projects, home additions, or building a new home. And you can find all of that information on their website, which is, of course, ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. I'll say it again, ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. Professional Construction Inc. is a proud supporter of the Children's Heart Foundation, and you should call them if you have home improvement, remodeling, or building a new home needs.
chewy.
I actually love hot tamales.
I do not.
No. Like the
candy hot
tamales. Is
that the one with the corn where you're eating the husk and stuff like that?
No, you should not be eating the husk.
You're not?
If you're eating the husk, that's why you don't like
it. Come on.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
We have been asking you all morning long what you would ask Mark Murphy, because Mark Murphy answered some questions in his Murphy Takes 5 column on Packers.com. If you have a question for Mark Murphy and you don't want to go through us, you can go to MurphyTakes5@Packers.com and ask him a question, where he endorsed Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur, Russ Ball, and also broke some news saying that this has divided the fan base. To which Ashton was like,
"We have breaking news."
I feel like I should have been allowed to swear during that. I mean, if I'm returning the board, I should have been allowed to swear for that one.
I mean, you could have, and then just taking taking the risk.
So we have a lot of people weighing in with what they would ask Mark Murphy. Unnamed in the 920 saying, regarding Rodgers' return being a distraction, not sure the impact would be that significant. The Buccaneers just had the Brady drama and then Antonio Brown acquisition drama, but they won the Super Bowl.
What Brady drama?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe just him wanting out of Foxborough?
Yeah, arriving in Tampa Bay? I don't think that's drama compared to this.
Well, again, it's funny, though, because I was firmly in the camp of Antonio Brown should not get to play again based on the accusations against him. And, you know, Dario, for one, was very adamant, like, no, if you can play, he'll have a spot. Didn't necessarily see him going to Tampa Bay, but made sense when he did because of what they were doing to build the offensive weapons around Brady. And here we are.
Well,
Antonio
Brady's
Brown has
back.
A ring.
Brady's got his back.
I could see him getting cut, though.
Brown?
I mean, because Scotty Miller's a good enough number three.
Yeah.
Don't forget they picked up Giovanni Bernard. Don't forget they got O.J. Howard back. There's only one football to go around. That's a lot of talent.
Okay, so I'm curious about this because you always say that there's only one football to go around. Aren't you willing to take less catches? Aren't you willing to touch the ball less if there's a really good chance you're going to win a ring at the end of the season?
But if you already have that ring,
and
trying to hold on at the end and try to get as much money as you can in your next contract,
and
then...
it is Antonio Brown.
Oh, you think he's selfish?
Just slightly.
I just want to be clear. I want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
I mean, this goes to distractions. Is it really worth the distraction of having Antonio Brown around with all that talent? Like you said, he has a ring.
But this is a situation where, is Antonio Brown worth it? I'm not sure. But if Brady's going to vouch for that guy and say, hey, I've got a good history with him. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I'll make sure I'll help out, you know, whatever we can do to kind of help manage expectations, manage whatever, I can help out with that. That's the reason that he ends up there, is because you trust in Tom Brady in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
We put it on the poll. Who is driving the bus in Green Bay right now? Aaron Rodgers, Brian Gutekunst, or Mark Murphy? Right now, 46% of people saying Murphy, 37% of people saying Rodgers, 17% of people saying Goody. Go ahead and weigh in on that on our ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account. Ryan and McGuanago saying Aaron is definitely driving the bus over Brian and Mark. Go, Pack, go. Ross saying, unfortunately, it's a combination of Gutekunst and Murphy, and they are clueless. And then Chris weighing in saying, it's time to trade Rodgers and move on. We have the system to develop the next Hall of Fame quarterback for the next 10 years. Don't know if it's love. No one knows that. I survived post-Lombardi to Holmgren once. That's enough.
What's with this philosophy of thinking that you can do it a third time? This is the
crazy
old Bears fan in me, because obviously I'm a Packers fan now. But like, I don't understand the philosophy of, oh, well, we did it twice before, we can do it a third time. No. How? How are you at all thinking that?
I like that thinking more than I like the, well, I survived the crappy years of the 70s and 80s. I can live through that again. How about this?
Yeah, I think that there is something to be said for the scheme. There is something to be said for the scheme that Matt LaFleur has and how that can make an average quarterback better than average. I don't know if Hall of Fame is the distinction you can go with there.
No,
that seems a little bit exaggerant.
Look at what Jared Goff, similar situation. I mean, the 49ers went to a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo and they obviously didn't trust
him. And they should have won. If it wasn't for Shanahan, they should have beat the Chiefs. They were up by 10 over the Chiefs.
Yes, I think it's Garoppolo. to blame there more than Shanahan, because there was an obvious, you don't trust your quarterback in certain situations, so I'm trying to avoid to put him in those situations, and then I was forced to put him in the situations. This guy ain't coming through for me.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I was listening to a Mina Kimes podcast this weekend. Mina Kimes, who is on ESPN on NFL Live every day on ESPN in the afternoon, and she was talking about all the quarterbacks around the league. They went division by division, and it started to occur to me as they were breaking down the quarterbacks that there are a lot of Jags at the quarterback position in the NFL right now.
100%.
Just a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it is crazy to me. And so I wonder if there's this mindset that's changing with the fan bases where it's going, like you just said, if you can win with that guy, if you can win with that guy, if you can win with that guy, then yes, having a guy like Aaron Rodgers under center is preferred, but it is a luxury. And so teams are finding ways to win and win a lot with just a guy.
But if we're going to ultimately judge, if you're going to ultimately judge yourself, as Chewy said, as they do in Green Bay, by Super Bowl championships, like last year, not just a guy won it. The year before, not just a guy won it. Year before, not just a guy won it. Year before that, yeah, you had the Philadelphia Eagles and just a guy. But, I mean, the trend is you got to have a really good guy. You got to have a really good quarterback in that. That's the trend.
Where are you putting Brady?
He's not just a guy.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about Matthew Stafford?
Brady?
Is Matthew Stafford just a guy?
No. I think he's better than that.
Better than just a guy.
He's
Brady's
just a
but not a Hall
over.
Of Famer.
Brady's a guy.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Are we doing this now? We got less than a minute left of the show. We're going to have a debate back and forth.
Tune in tomorrow, 7:03. We'll find out who's better.
No, what you're supposed to do is do the Bugs Bunny thing where you're supposed to flip and make him flip. Remember?
Oh.
Yes, no, yes, no, no, yes. There we go. Hey, guys, also want you to weigh in on Twitter because Giannis Antetokounmpo is going up against Yadier Molina on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin's Twitter account. They're trying to find out who is the best superstar in all of sports, and Giannis is one of the 8 remaining in that poll. So go ahead and weigh in on that. Show your Milwaukee love. Bucks play the Nets tonight. We'll talk about that tomorrow. This has been Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.